Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News Network, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, the latest in Chinese aggression, food shortages, the intentional destruction of our food supply, and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Let's dive in. There goes the dogs.
Late nights digging up the dirty secrets of the deep state. That's our family time these days. And you never know it to look at my skin. No bags, less wrinkles. The secret? The new revolutionary C60 infused facial cream. Time Stop. It's the world's most powerful, long-lasting, time-stopping beauty cream on the market today. Time Stop infuses your skin with nutrients that revitalize and hydrate without causing redness or irritation. It smooths wrinkles, softens skin, and improves elasticity, turning back time to make you feel great about looking in the mirror. Plus, it deep cleans and destroys acne to improve your complexion. The deep state has its secrets. I have mine. Try Time Stop today at redpillliving.com/timestop. Time Stop is made in small batches to ensure the highest possible quality, which makes supplies very limited. Visit redpillliving.com/timestop and turn back the clock starting now. Your secret is safe with me.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
The Democrat regime have destroyed our economy and our prosperity, and we're dealing with pretty much record problems on every front, economically, spiritually, culturally, politically, with our relations with other countries. And now the commie regime is set to trickle out the breadcrumbs to their communist followers in the form of student loan forgiveness, which means that Antifa gets a free pass for making a very bad decision to go pay to be indoctrinated in school. They don't have to pay the consequences of their actions. We have to pay the consequences of their bad decision in more ways than one. But if you're a purple-haired Nancy who decided to go to school for transgender unicorn studies, and you spent 12 years basically sleeping around and being a whore, and then you came out with no real-world job skills and basically a bunch of indoctrination, that's okay because the taxpayers will foot the bill for your stupidity. And they'll have to deal with your insanity for the rest of your days while you drift about in society causing problems and staging hate hoax crimes while screaming for attention. Examples being people like Mattress Girl, who carries a mattress on her back to this day, as far as I know, unless the vaccines killed her, out of a rape that never happened, and the world knows was actually a fake rape accusation. So she got busted for the lie and kept going with it. Because when you make a valuable currency out of victimhood, you are bound to have counterfeits. The fallout of 2,000 Mules continues, where one Yuma County school board member has been set to plead guilty for the 2020 election ballot trafficking crimes exposed in the documentary. And apparently these rats are rolling on each other left and right. We also know from investigator Greg Phillips of the 2000 Mules documentary that they have discovered a multinational player and federal agencies involved in this election fraud operation. Quote, multinational deal involving billions of dollars. End quote. And as we already knew, this was a massive election fraud. In our era of sin and vice, mass shootings seem to happen every week. And it's not that rare of a thing anymore, where it used to be a big deal and quite rare where someone would take a gun and intentionally seek to kill children. Certainly our culture is devolving, and the Democrats are never far behind seeking to use the victims as weapons that they can exploit in order to emotionally manipulate us out of our rights. But if you're one of those people who refuse to give up your reasoning abilities just because the Democrats throw emotional things at you from time to time, you'll understand that guns save lives. In fact, just recently, a law-abiding West Virginian woman with a concealed firearm stopped a mass shooter who started to shoot into a crowd of people at a graduation party. She acted quickly and put him down. Do you remember a couple of years ago when the FBI got busted telling a potential mass shooter to, quote, tear up Texas, end quote, right before they went to open fire into a cartoon contest? The FBI seems to have a habit of always being in touch with these shooters at some level through their relatives or their doctor or prior notice that they were a threat. Usually these shooters are screaming out for attention years before, often issuing death threats and mass shooting threats many, many times in advance before the actual event. It's almost as though they're using that to find their patsies, and then they encourage them to commit a crime that they can then claim to be the saviors of America from. You know, the FBI saving us from all these mass shootings that they had prior knowledge of and didn't stop. Which, of course, makes no sense. In a very strange twist, the presidents of Belarus and Russia, which means Putin, ask the UN Secretary General to recognize a, quote, New World Order, end quote, where they are given security guarantees to prevent them from invading other countries. So why is it that the president of Belarus, a longtime ally and friend of Putin, is asking for a new world order? Now, Putin has basically accused the West of being controlled by Satanists in the past, so I don't know where he stands on the whole new world order issue, but this is pretty out in plain sight. They're not hiding it anymore, and they control both sides. The United States have backed down from sending Ukraine long-range offensive weapons for now, but it's only a matter of time until Russia decides that we are a threat because we continually pump, well, aggressive weaponry into Ukraine being used to kill Russian soldiers and blow up Russian ships. Rand Paul pointed out recently how the Democrats plan to brand police and soldiers as possible white supremacists and neo-Nazis. I told you this is part of their continued war to take power from and over the military caste of society, because they want to monopolize the violence, therefore they need to monopolize the authoritative positions of violence, meaning police and military. They want to have all of the badges, basically, so that they can oppress everyone who doesn't agree with them. That means they want to fire and defund and demonize all of the current military and soldiers as white supremacists and neo-Nazis, and then implement new diversity quotas so that they can bring in their communist sympathizers to take those positions, and then they want to refund the police, and then they want to use the police against you. That's the plan, and it seems to be continually going off without a hitch in many parts of America. One California doctor was recently sentenced to prison after smuggling in hydroxychloroquine from China in order to sell COVID cures, and they did not like that. Even though he is a doctor and hydroxychloroquine is a cure, if you try to sell it as a cure, they will crush you, because that's what they do. They don't want people to get better. One of the largest egg factories in the country was just torched in the middle of the night amid the continuing outbreak of fires that keep striking our food processing facilities mysteriously in the middle of the night across the nation. Dozens of food processing plants are going up in smoke as terrorists or whatever, maybe even our own government, continue to destroy our nation's food supply. China, the Democrats, or something, I don't know who, is trying to starve us and create food shortages. China seems to be making preparations for their final war against Taiwan in order to, what they call, reunify China. But really, they're just finishing up what Communist Mao started when he began to take over, free China, and create a communist dictatorship. Taiwan is basically all that's left of the free people of China, the people that, under Chiang Kai-shek, actually fled Communist Mao and created their own society, much like Hong Kong, free of the oppression of the Chinese government, at least until recently. and by far a more prosperous per capita people, despite being on a tiny island. They've recently taken aircraft carriers, and now even 30 planes from the Chinese military are buzzing Taiwan in their waters, in their air domain, in their territory, threatening them, basically showing them what's coming. I hope you found this to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, perhaps even subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. And we'll see you on the next one. There goes my crazy dogs. We have a bunch of dogs, big dogs, and they patrol the property now. It's really great. We're still building the farm up, but we have a bear that visited a big dumpster that we have and started to make a mess and kind of damage the dumpster a little bit. So I'm glad that I have big dogs. Anyway, I'm really bad at plugging, but if you want to support us, if you think what we're doing is of value, please consider donating or shopping Patriot at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. Go pick up a bottle of Sleepy Joe or some of our super vitamins at redpillliving.com, or a bag or even a subscription of your favorite coffee at thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. Maybe a great book to read one morning while you're sipping that Great Awakening coffee and having some inspiration of your own at thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Nemos out.